Hey guys, welcome to the Kimberly Ladores podcast. Today's episode is all about entrepreneurs and the spirit and drive that we possess. So, of course, as you know, I was driving, and while I'm driving, I all the time think I'm a big podcast listener. I listen to a lot of audiobooks. So I'm constantly in thinking mode, but I was thinking about entrepreneurship and friendships and relationships and how those will alter the mental process of a true entrepreneur. And I surmise that they just don't understand us. That's what it is. It's not that anyone is trying to demean us or degrade us or anything like that, but they just don't understand us. The mental drive and the tenacity that we have to be successful, and that's no matter what your definition of successful is. A lot of times our family and our friends and our close loved ones just don't understand. And it's becoming of one entrepreneur or someone to point out to them, that is our family and friends, that it's a drive, it's an innate desire that's inside of us to see something come to fruition, to help someone. If you are an entrepreneur, the root of what you do and who you are is helping. You are helping someone solve some problem in one way, fashion, form, of all. So that's what your root is to do, is to help someone else be successful in whatever endeavor that is that they are trying to be successful in. So for me, for example, I am definitely a entrepreneur, multifaceted. I have quite a few different loves as it comes to the entrepreneurship drive. But my main focus is real estate development, investor relations. So that's what I love. That's my passion. That is my life's purpose. But helping people goes right along with that. People that are in foreclosure, people that are needing to face short sales, people that aren't able to sell their home because it needs repairs still. So we're able to go in and help them repair the home so that they can get it moved. Or maybe we can go in and buy the home so that they can move out of it and, you know, move on about their business. So we're in the business of helping people. My sister does therapy. She's in the business of helping people, helping them with their mental stability, being able to sort out and rationalize things in a way that allows them to function in their day-to-day lives. So she's in the business of helping people, and it is a business for sure that she does. You know, I could go down the whole gamut of different entrepreneurs and their fields and show you how they are in the business of helping people. People that own gas stations, they're in the business of helping people get around, transportation, gasoline, getting a snack. They're helping people. People that work in the hospitals, they're helping people. You know, again, I could go through the whole gamut of things where people come in to help. So when our families and when our friends, they don't understand us from our standpoint, it behooves us to help them understand where we're coming from, where our drive comes from, how we focus on being successful and making sure that we are able to help people. So that's what I was thinking of today. That was my tidbit for this lovely Tuesday. I was just thinking about it, and it's like, yep, that's going to be my podcast episode for today. So we have a couple sponsors already. Yes, we do have sponsors already. This is episode number 2. I am excited. I hope you all are enjoying it. Give me your feedback, what you think. I would love to hear it. And maybe if it's in line with my focus, I can implement some of what you think would work. So definitely give me your feedback. Listen to our sponsors, and we will talk to you all on the next one. Thanks. Hey guys, it's me. I wanted to say thank you so much for your support of the podcast. We could not do what we're doing without you, and we appreciate you. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. You can always go to KimberlyLadoris.com, which is KimberlyLadoris.com. to find all of our courses, our coaching sessions, our mentorship programs. You can find all of that on our website there. If you're in the East Atlanta, Georgia area or upstate South Carolina area and you're looking for a real estate company to help you buy or sell your property, don't hesitate to give us a call. The information to contact is on our website as well. We love you guys, and we look forward to working with you all soon. Thanks, and have a blessed one. Episode number 3. Hey guys, it is Kimberly, and welcome to the Kimberly Ladoris podcast. I hope that you all are having an awesome, awesome, awesome week. It is our hump day Wednesday, and I am today enjoying the outside air. It is a beautiful 72 degrees in Atlanta, Georgia. So we have wonderful weather today. So I am enjoying that, and I hope you are too. Today, I really wanted to dedicate this podcast to just letting you all know me a little better, finding out who is Kimberly Ladoris. So first of all, I'll let you know my name is Kimberly Bookert. So I was, what has it been, about six years now. I've been divorced, and so that's why I use the name Kimberly Ladoris. My middle name is Ladoris, and it's absolutely beautiful, and so I decided to use that as my branding name. So a lot of people are like, I tried to find you and I can't find you under Kimberly Ladoris. Yeah, probably not gonna do that. Be able to do that. But we're branding it, so before you know it, you'll be able to find me under all areas of Kimberly Ladoris. So that's just a little tidbit information letting you in. But I kind of wanted to give you my origin story and where I came from. How did I come to be in the place that I am today? And we're going to do the shorter version. And as we go through, as time evolves, you'll get to know more about me. I'm an open book, so don't have too many things that I like to keep private, but there are a few, so you'll know that too. But I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, so kind of country girl, what they call gangland now. So I was born around the gangs in Little Rock, Arkansas. My father was in the military, and we lived off base in a house pretty much in the gangs. We lived there for a few years before we moved to Virginia. So we moved to Virginia, and that's honestly where I remember, where my brain started to remember, is from Virginia. I don't remember much of living in Arkansas. I went back a couple of times and nothing triggers any memory. So I don't talk much about Arkansas. I know that's where I was born and the hospital's there where I was born. So that's the extent of my memory for that. But I do know that I was born there. But our family moved to Virginia, and my dad was in the military there. He did a couple tours over in Iraq, did a tour in Japan, tour in Korea. And then we came back to the States again. So those were my childhood days. Pretty much call South Carolina home for me. That's home. Anyone asks me where's home, I tell them South Carolina. So that's kind of my groundbreaking area. But real estate became a love of mine initially in 1986. I'll never forget it. August 6, 1986 to be exact, is when we moved to South Carolina, and my parents had to move us into a hotel. So all of us lived in a hotel. At the time, I think it was only three kids. So my older brother, myself, and my younger sister. We lived in a hotel for about a month while my parents were trying to find us a place to live. So I don't know the whole backstory of how we ended in the hotel versus being in the barracks or the, the military has housing for you. So I'm not sure how we ended up being in the military housing, how we ended up not being in the military housing, excuse me. We ended up being in the barracks. But I remember vividly, daily, we would drive. And my parents knew little about the MLS. And back in those days, the MLS was kind of like a magazine book. So the realtor would hand you the book for you to look and tell them which houses you wanted to see. And I remember then, about 7 years old, wanting to help my parents. And I remember one night we came back to our hotel room and I took the magazine and sat on the desk in the hotel, and I would just flip through and find houses that I thought would be suitable in my childhood mind for us to live in. And then we would all get in the car the next day, go with the agent to go out and see the houses that we found the night before. And Mr. Jim, I think it was Jim Clyburn actually, was our realtor at that time. He was an older gentleman. And he said to me, he's like, "Oh, I think you're going to be my little realtor because you're finding all the good houses." And yeah, all the good houses that I was finding was houses that did not suit our family and my parents' plans and their future endeavors. It did not suit it. I remember we saw one house that had speakers in the walls, and you push a button on the wall and you could talk to someone in the other room. Well, us as kids thought that was the most exciting thing. So here I am,
a little girl with ponytails in her hair, had on her jeans and shirt, little chubby fat girl. And I would run from one room and have my brothers and sisters go to the other rooms, and I would push the button to call and talk to them. That house was on Sequoia Street in South Carolina. I still remember it till this day. And we cried for my mother to buy that house. You know, it's usually the women that make the decision, house buying decisions. My mom's like, that doesn't fit what we need. That's not the house for us. It was the prettiest house, all because it had speakers in the wall. So cool. So I remember those days growing up liking real estate. And that's honestly how I became to enjoy real estate. And ever since then, I always like going to look at houses. I love going to look at decorations. I love going to find inexpensive places where you can find decor. And that was for me as a 5, 6, 7 year old. And I remember growing up, as I got older, people would need houses. I'm like, I'll go look with you. And I was a bookworm. I've always loved to read. But as I grew and mature, that just became something that I always wanted. Went to school, graduated high school, working with a termite company as I was graduating high school. And then I went to school for accounting and finance. Ended up getting an accounting job with the credit union and hating it. Like, what in the world? What you can't do is put me in an office with a desk with general ledgers and think I'm going to sit there all day long and balance it. Well, I did for 6 years, and I couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, Jesus, me and you going to have a talk. So I did. I had to leave there. Of course, there's more stories to that. But so I left there, and this would take me to about 19 years old. And at 19, I went to real estate school to get my real estate license. And I have now had my license for 21 years. So that was how it all got started, how I even started enjoying real estate or getting into the real estate market and finding my path in the real estate market. And there's been so many, you know, stories in between that that's molded me to who I am today and to what I like to do today in the real estate industry. But I later moved, got married, moved again, got divorced, and here I am today. So I've since worked with investors. I've done property management where we manage almost 400 properties, done fix and flip rehabs where we have fixed and flipped houses and resold them again for a profit. I've done project management for fix and flip jobs where we did the same thing. So that's where my passion lies, is in the fix and flips and helping investors get the most return out of their investment. That's a God-given talent, honestly. Definitely I've learned from some great investors. God knows. Great investors, heavy pocket investors that have allowed me to hone in on my skill and do the training that I needed to make me who I am today. So I'm appreciative. But that's really what I wanted to share with you. Just a little backstory about who I am and how I've developed into what I am today. I am ever so grateful for the place that I'm at now. And so excited for you all to be able to join in on this journey with me. It's been awesome, awesome, awesome thus far. I'm learning stuff that I never even knew existed. So that's always fun. I always say, how did I know? How's that fun to learn stuff you didn't know existed? Because I didn't know it existed. That's like just so cool to learn. So I'm open to learning always. As always, thank you guys so much for following us, subscribing. Make sure you share our podcast. If there's anything that we can do to help you, click the button, ask us your questions, send us your voicemail. We'll definitely do a Q&A coming up soon, and I'm going to do a contest coming up soon. So we'll have both of those coming to our platform real soon. So again, guys, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you all on the next episode. Bye, guys.